This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands podcast, hosted by Elliot Schreparks and Jack Fritz.
Tobias Harris, like, it's the Toby thing. He's always been a player. This is the worst.
All right, well, so you want to talk about Toby now?
Let's get the Toby discussion out.
So it feels a little like I'm yelling into a void because I know everybody just feels this way. But it really can't be stated enough what a disappointment it has been. I think that Toby, for a lot of his career here, you could make the argument was miscast slightly. Like, Embiid was the number one guy. And then there was always some iteration of number two, whether it was Jimmy, Ben Simmons, Tyrese, like James Harden. So Toby has always been in that position where I think like Toby's best version of himself is probably like being on a 20-win Kings team where he gets to like play ISO ball.
The old king.
Yeah, right, yeah. The old king, sorry. But what they've always needed Toby to do that he's never done, and it's especially true now, is like, Toby, man, when they need you to get a bucket, like, you have to be ready. And I'm sure it's hard when Embiid and Maxey and then, you know, Harden, Ben, Jimmy, like, to just be sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, all right, we need you to go, right? But right now, you know, going into these games that you can be the number one guy. Like, I know Maxey is, but Maxey is the point guard. Maxey is, as we've talked about, is very willing to, like, you know, pass the ball and take a back seat. And Toby has just been a complete no-show. And that's the most disappointing part, is when he's the third wheel, you can kind of forgive him a little bit. Because, like, you know, Embiid's there and there's a number two. But this is the time where he's supposed to step up and be the guy. And when you have such a large portion of your salary cap committed to someone that's giving you literally nothing, then these are the results. And So I think Toby's always been viewed as a disappointment, but there was reasons to move it, like, to take away that criticism. There's none right now. He is completely and utterly dropping the ball.
Totally. And the thing about Toby is, it's so funny. You can almost see in his eyes when it's like, it's meat time. And then when he tries to be, it's like, I'm going to take over.
He looks out of it, though, too. Like, to your point about Maxey looking, like, so dialed in competitively, Toby looks like he's not enjoying being out on the court.
No, well, Toby's a shrinker. Like, when it comes to big moments, like, I don't think he wants to be out there. Like, I think if and you're in the final 3 minutes of a game six, game seven, and you have a chance to close out a series, like, I don't think Tobias Harris wants the basket.
And I think Maxey, he might be able to do it, but I think he enjoys the moment of getting the basket.
I think he's learning.
Yeah.
I think Embiid going out, my optimistic view of Embiid going out is Maxey learning how to be one of the alphas on the team.
Yep.
And I thought the Boston game,
win loss record's not going great for
that. But it's also like, it doesn't really matter, you know, because when he's back, when Embiid's back, they turn into one of the best teams in the sport again.
If he's Embiid.
Yeah. But, like, it's not even about this year. It's about going forward. Like, he's 23. I think he's learning right now how to kind of do it. This is going to be a good learning experience for him. Growth mindset. I know you're a huge fan of your football team.
Yes.
So I think that this is an important developmental curve for Maxey. And I think when we're looking back, when he's like, maybe when his career's over, I think he could say that this is the portion where he developed into one of those guys.
But the reason that has to happen and the reason it's happening is because the guy that makes 3 times as much as him.
Oh yeah.
Or more than that is like just giving them nothing. It's absurd. And so I think, like, the question is, what do you do now? Like, that is really the next question, cuz he's here, the contract's going to expire. He should be someone that's one of your best players. He's obviously not. Like, do you bench him? Do you just not play him in meaningful moments? And then there's two iterations of the team. Like, while Embiid is gone, right now you kind of although he's been so bad, I can't say you need him. But like, he's such a ball stopper too.
Yes,
like, that's what really like. So Batum said this recently, and he was talking about we can't just count on Maxey to score 50 points. Like we can't be a one pass, one shot team. And he's talking about Oubre, I think, to an extent, but Toby, like that, who he's talking
and campaign.
In campaign.
All they do is have a bunch of no movement of
bunch
the
bunch of ISO ball. Like yeah. That's all they do. They don't move the ball as well. And so I think, like I said, Maxey's been better at getting the ball to move around. But what would you do with Toby? Like, so you're Nick Nurse. You know he's playing really poorly. But at the same time, like, I mean, now Melton's out again. Like, I don't know what you do.
Yeah. I think he's just going to play him.
Like I think I will say that I think the idea that Toby's going to get cut his minutes is wrong. I don't think it's going to happen in the playoffs. But I don't think it's going to happen here.
It might happen in crunch time, though.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's interesting because, I mean, the Warriors literally finally benched Clay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if the Warriors feel okay benching Clay.
But the Warriors are a better run organization than the Sixers.
Look at that. Wow.
Well, they won like five titles.
I know.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
But yeah, so if the Warriors feel comfortable bringing Clay off the bench, I think we can bring Toby off the bench.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm way more interested to see what Ricky Council can do. Like I think what the Sixers have to decide is what is our goal of this year now?
Right.
You know, because is it more important to see what Ricky Council can develop into, see what some of these guys do, than like running Toby out there?
So I think their goal still very much is to win this year.
Sure though?
Yes.
Because Pat Bev has been pretty.
So Pat Bev, yeah, he's definitely backtracked a little. And I don't think he's wrong in the way that the assets that they have, they are saving for the offseason. I think that's true. But I think like, when it comes to coaching and like playing, look, we just did this with the Eagles. Nick Sirianni and Howie just talked about how they probably should have played their young guys more last year.
Because he drafted them.
Right. I don't think the Sixers are at a point right now where.
By the way, what young guys did he want them to play?
Nolan Smith.
Okay, that's one.
That's a big one. He was a first round pick.
Okay, who else?
Yeah. I don't know. Keeley played once they were hurt.
He played.
I think he's basically talking about Nolan Smith.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just Nolan Smith.
It's just Nolan Smith.
We'll see.
But we don't know for sure. It's so sad when he was like, he had a good game against the Bucks. It's like, yeah.
Dude, all right. So he had it. Okay. He was fine against the Bucks. He also, instead of trying to tackle a guy on an end around.
Tripped him. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, relax.
Who's a brighter future, Ricky Council or Nolan Smith?
Ricky Council.
But I think the Sixers right now are not coaching from a perspective of development. Like I think they're playing Ricky Council because he's been legitimately like one of their best like six players, five players or whatever. Toby has not been, but I still think that they are so committed to him financially for the rest of the year, and I don't think it should matter. But like I just don't think they're gonna bench him. I think like he's a leader on the team too. Like I think there's
sick.
He does the whole like dumb thing before the game where he looks around and like. So, I mean, he clearly is like a vocal leader in that locker room. I don't know how that goes over if you bench him. Your point about Clay is good, but they're a better run franchise.
Right.
So like,
But like even the Toby thing, the fact that we're here again, you know, it's part of why the Morey thing comes back. Toby could have been gone at the deadline, could have gone last year. Like to keep running it back with Toby. Harden, loser. Mo Bamba, all these guys.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't play. They just don't play winning the
campaign.
Campaign. Yeah.
Buddy.
Buddy, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's the roster is just littered.
Well,
Kelly Oubre.
The tough thing, too, is They're really slipping.